At the top of the news this evening, Russian President Vladimir Putin's surprise choice for the new prime minister, Viktor Zubkov, today told lawmakers he plans changes to the cabinet lineup. Zubkov also said he might run for president next year, Emer McCarthy reports.
The race for the Kremlin is on. Most observers had been expecting President Putin to name first deputy prime minister Sergei Ivanov as prime minister, as a prelude to him becoming president when Putin steps down next year. But it seems that Putin wants to keep everyone guessing about the identity of his favored successor. Political analyst from the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, Masha Lipman, says Zubkov is from Putin's inner circle, but despite this, Ivanov is still the presidential front-runner.
Putin has shown with him on television together, which is the biggest prize in this political game in Russia, to appear with the president, to travel with the president. This makes him a likely successor.
Wednesday's unexpected political moves, however, have overshadowed maneuvers of a far more sinister nature. On Wednesday evening, Russian families sat down to TV pictures of the nation's latest weapon of war. Dubbed the father of all bombs, it is the world's most destructive non-nuclear weapon. Philip Coyle, senior advisor to the U.S. Center for Defense Information, explains how it works.
I think it's only about 50% bigger than the Moab, but they're still very large explosions. Fuel air bombs use the air around the fuel, which is dispersed.
Russia's defense ministry says that Russia isn't breaking a single arms treaty by testing the bomb, yet the fact remains it is one more weapon of mass destruction to add to a very long list. I'm Emer McCarthy.